In keeping with the legacy of Laurel Springs, we've taken the next step now by introducing the Kids for Earth environmental program to empower children individually and collectively to become environmental citizens and eco-heroes.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey with PR Web Podcast, and today it is my pleasure to be joined by Beverly Mills, a teacher and academic chair for grades 6 through 8 at Laurel Springs School, and the co-author of the new Kids for Earth course at Laurel Springs School. Beverly, welcome to PR Web Podcast.
Thank you.
Beverly, can you please start by telling me a little bit about Laurel Springs School and what you offer there?
Yes, Laurel Springs School is the leader in personalized distance learning education for students in grades K through 12. We offer web-based and text-based courses that are fully accredited and follow California as well as national standards. We work very closely with the colleges, and all of our students are on track for being able to attend any college of their choice after graduating from Laurel Springs.
Yes, and Laurel Springs, along with the UNEP Global 500 Forum, are announcing the launch of Kids for Earth, which is the first online environmental curriculum for grades 6 through 8. And you are the co-author of that curriculum. Beverly, can you please tell us a little bit more about Kids for Earth and how this new course came about?
Yes, the story of Kids for Earth began shortly after the founding of Laurel Springs School. Marilyn Mosley, the director of Laurel Springs, asked her students one day how they felt about environmental issues. She wanted to know what her students felt about the environmental challenges that face the world. She asked her students if they thought they could make a difference. Some of her students answered that they thought that they couldn't make a difference and that there was no hope. This was unacceptable to some of the others, and they decided to ask other students how they felt, and so a project was born. They would interview other students, and they would make a video called We Can Make a Difference. As part of the project, the students took a trip to the Hopi Reservation to listen to a Hopi elder at Prophecy Rock. He told the students that if you come into the world, care for the earth, and do the right thing, the world will bloom. If not, there would be world destruction. When the video was completed, the students decided to take it to the United Nations headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland. After the members had viewed the video, they were invited to dinner. Then the students were asked to attend the Children's Environmental Summit that would be held in New York the following year. They named the conference, We Can Make a Difference. The video was offered to students throughout the country, and Laurel Springs School was honored to receive the United Nations Global 500 Award in 1991. In keeping with the legacy of Laurel Springs, we've taken the next step now by introducing the Kids for Earth environmental program to empower children individually and collectively to become environmental citizens and eco-heroes. This is a core curriculum course that weaves earth, physical, and life sciences into geographically themed excursions to the world's most spectacular places. Each of our 36 weekly lessons is hosted by a different Global 500 laureate who introduces students to their living workshop. For example, David Suzuki conducted a tour of the salmon forests of the Pacific Northwest coast. In his Forests 101 workshop, we learn that there is an intricate web of life that links the salmon that are spawned in the rivers and then who then gather nitrogen and other nutrients from the ocean and take them back to the freshwater streams of the temperate rainforests. The salmon are eaten by seals, killer whales, and grizzly bears. The remains of the salmon are eaten by insects, birds, and scavengers. Droppings from the birds, bears, and the salmon carcasses are decomposed and returned to the soil. The nitrogen from the decomposition is then taken up by the trees. And so the students learn about the web of life from a scientist who has spent his life teaching people about the nature of things. The course contains multimedia presentations that are incorporated into each themed lesson. They contain streaming videos, slide presentations, and interactive games that test your knowledge. Each lesson contains a theme, for example, tropical rainforests, the importance of soil, endangered species and habitats, coral reefs, and forests of the sea. The lessons offer a variety of projects and activities, from doing experiments to submitting art projects for UNEP's International Art Competition. It also offers students to choose an eco-credit opportunity each week. This is when students know when they are making a difference because they are actually doing something for the environment. Eco-credit opportunities offer students to become involved in such activities as composting, building a worm farm, neighborhood cleanups, recycling, saving an acre of rainforest, and joining the United Nations and its Billion Tree Campaign. Students are learning that they can be environmental detectives by reading the labels of products before making purchases. By buying green, they help the environment through consumer power. Some of our students have formed a Kids for Earth Club and are selling oranges from their orchards to help save orangutans in Borneo. Another student, a young lad from Yap, that's a tiny island in the South Pacific, has decided to be an environmental scientist when he grows up. With advances in technology, Kids for Earth enables students from all over the world to come together in this web-based program to learn about environmental issues. Scientists such as David Suzuki and Jane Goodall share their knowledge and experience. GlobeTree from Sweden, Medisat from Greece, Greenpeace, Rainforest Action Network, World Wildlife Fund, National Geographic, NASA, NOAA, and the Jimmy Carter Foundation provide a rich tapestry of educational websites. Where else can you board the Odyssey and sail the world's oceans on a 5-year study of sperm whales? Your host is Global 500 Laureate Roger Payne. Or go to Mombasa in East Africa and learn how Rene Haller converted a limestone quarry into a tropical paradise with the help of some shiny black millipedes called Mombasa trains. Each week is an adventure. At the end of the course, students who have participated in eco-credit opportunities will receive an eco-hero certificate in recognition of their accomplishments. Kids for Earth is a fully accredited course for grades 6 through 8. It is aligned to California, national, and international standards.
Wow, it sounds absolutely amazing. Beverly, can you please share with us your website address and any contact information for listeners who would like to learn more about Kids for Earth and Laurel Springs School?
Most certainly. People can go directly to the Laurel Springs website. This is the most direct method by which to find information about Kids for Earth and the course at www.laurelsprings.com.
We've been speaking today with Beverly Mills, the co-author of the Kids for Earth curriculum at Laurel Springs School. Beverly, thank you so much for coming on PR Web Podcast today and sharing with us information about this amazing new course available for Laurel Springs students. We wish you the best of luck and hope to hear from you again very soon.
Thank you.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.